This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of What's On Your Mind. What do they call this? Friday Eve? That's the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life, Friday Eve. But some people use that term, so maybe if you're in that camp, we'll...
Thanksgiving is Black Friday Eve because it's right before the shopping, right?
I guess, yeah. I'm going to be doing live reports from Black Friday shopping this year. You know why? I promised my daughter I would take her out for Black Friday shopping. I just asked her, I said, like, you know, does Black Friday shopping, like, mean as soon as we finish Thanksgiving, you know, turkey, we need to go out and do this? Or does it mean we get up, like, at 4 in the morning? What exactly does it mean? She hasn't exactly answered yet, so.
You're going to become a slave to Black Friday, are you?
I will not be on the, no, I don't like that idea much at all. I do know this, I will not be on the air for the entire show. And then the following week, we're in New York City, although I've managed to figure out a way to do the show from New York City and give you a little update on our trip.
Ooh.
So that'll be kind of fun. So because I just can't be away from the show for like 6 days, I would have withdrawals. I'd be like having hives. We have a fun show for you today. We have, first of all, a couple of guests I'll tell you about. One of the top administrators at the FAA is going to join us on the program today. His name is Greg Martin. He's an assistant administrator. The Federal Aviation Administration has a program in which they have, forget the number, 7 or 8 test sites around the country. North Dakota has one that is receiving accolades as being the most cutting edge, the most aggressive. And the existence of the test site combined with something called Grand Sky, a development out at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, have coupled, along with it, there's also a state authority that manages. North Dakota's just doing everything right on it. It's a really interesting thing, and it's put North Dakota in a first position. And this test site has now attracted already Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, I mean, some really amazing companies, big-time defense contractors, Harris Corporation, others taking a look at this, so it's pretty amazing. So we'll just talk about this from the FAA's perspective. You know, like Google, Amazon, these companies are all testing how these things can be used in different applications. And right now they go overseas to do it, to do their testing. These test sites are a way to bring that back here and ultimately lead to all kinds of innovation and jobs. So it's really interesting. Anyway, looking forward to that conversation. We're also going to talk with Tom Sorrell. Tom is the new director of the Department of Transportation in North Dakota. For lack of a better term, he's in charge of the snowplows, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, it's almost that time when they're going to be, they've been used a little bit, but they're going to be in full force here soon. So we'll talk with him about his vision for the Department of Transportation in North Dakota, but also, you know, just show me the money. Are the snowplows going to work or what's the deal? So we're going to do that. I also want to spend a little time on a very important question. If this program ends each day and we have not helped you know who to believe, giving you information, data, opinion to help you understand who to believe, we're not doing our job. And I am right now in a state of a tizzy on a couple of stories related to questions of who do you believe. First and foremost, Roy Moore in that whole situation. I am nothing if not honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, and I will always tell you exactly what's in my heart of hearts. The day I don't, the day I somehow, you know, say something for effect or try to get a laugh or, you know, whatever, weaponize my words, is the day I'll hang it up. I'll never become that person. So
that's why I'm here.
Well, that's true. When I get a little goofy, Todd could say you're losing your mind. But I just mean Todd's my governor. I'm going to call him. We need a new name. Governor God. Governor Todd the Radio God. I don't know. Anyway, Todd's my governor. They're like saying, whoa, you're exceeding the speed limit there, bucko. Back off a little bit. But no, I just mean, for instance, on the Roy Moore thing. I have to tell you, a little earlier this week, I felt myself sort of saying, well, the audience just thinks this guy's 100% Lily White. He's never done anything wrong. And I'm cautious about believing that because I haven't liked how he's answered this. And the audience reaction was sort of, you hop on the clue bus. But I have gone back and forth on it based on what I've consumed in the way of news. So we always want to help you determine who do you believe. That's really, you know, one of the things we want to try and do, because I think it's really essential to this whole debate about fake news. What's fake? What's real? What do I believe? Everything I do is going to come to you through the filter of who I am. I am a conservative, okay? More often than not, aligned with the Republicans, but less and less every day because of the fact that they've really, in my mind, lost their ability to have 100% of my trust as a party. But I'll remain a conservative and believe that less government is in liberty and...
Well, we seem to have a two-party system that the other party isn't exactly, you know, sitting with ducks in a row either.
No, I mean, the Democratic Party is a disaster. I mean, that is the swamp. But there's Republicans in the swamp, too. I mean, I just never could be a Democrat. The idea that everybody's a victim and that you need more from the government to be able to do what you do, it just sickens me to the core. But I'm telling you, you know that about me, right? That isn't a surprise. And everything I say comes through that filter. Okay? What I never want to do is, again, take an opinion just because it's the Republican or conservative opinion. And Roy Moore would be a good example of that. I mean, I think the Democrats are using this for their own advantage, and it's ridiculous. I think there's a lot of questions about... Here's where I'm going with this. Let's just stay on the sexual harassment stuff in general, not necessarily Roy Moore. And by the way, there's a lot more information in the last 24 hours that leads me to believe Roy Moore is more right than wrong. I've swung back the other way. It's very difficult to know who to believe. His letter to Sean Hannity is very good. The lawyers yesterday that spoke out for him about this woman who's the fifth quote-unquote victim and her yearbook note. When I saw the yearbook note, I'm like, oh my gosh, how sick. This guy's a DA. He's writing in the book. Then you find out DA isn't even district attorney. DA is like somebody who worked for him that when he signed his signature would write DA below to say, you know, that's me signing for him. And somebody's copied that, put it in a yearbook, and allowed this woman to take her story through Gloria Allard and weaponize it. Weaponize it to try and take out a candidate for the United States Senate. That, ladies and gentlemen, is disgusting. And if true, that woman is a scoundrel who should be brought up on charges because what she has done has trivialized sexual harassment. And nobody should ever do that. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Here's something I need some help from the women in our audience. I have a hard time understanding how a woman could be sexually abused and then not want to say, I've been sexually abused. I've heard the stories, retaliation, I need a job, my livelihood, I don't want to be subject to all the attacks that will come as a result of it. I get it. But I'm telling you what, folks, if somebody wrongs me, black and white wrong, unlawful wrong, I am shouting it from a mountaintop. I might be strategic in how I do that and get my ducks in a row first and, you know, go to the authorities and whatever and then get my story straight. But I'm going to tell everybody about it. And I'm going to correct that wrong. Now, this is complicated when it's an underage child. I totally get that. This is where parenting comes in. Because I'll just tell you what Marie and I tell our daughters and our kids, and that is, number one, your private parts are your private parts. They're called that for a reason. If anybody in this family, at school, anywhere, tells you that it's okay for you to, you know, show this or that or allow them to touch this or that, it's wrong. You come to us immediately. You're not at fault. We'll fix it. We'll figure it out. I mean, that's just a 30-second view, and our kids are older now that where those conversations have long since passed. But I'm saying, to me, that's what you do. And I get it's more complicated if it's a child. I get all that. But I don't understand it. I don't understand why. So when it happens, whenever it happened, and 10 and 20 and 30 years later, you come out and say, you know, this happened, and I want that person to suffer now. Am I not naturally going to be a little bit suspicious? Shouldn't I be naturally a little suspicious? I'd like to hear from some women on that, because it's a tough one. It really, really is. And you know what? It's not just on Roy Moore, and it's not just on sexual harassment. I mean, it's on Uranium One in Russia. It's on the front page of the Bismarck Tribune today, I think, today or yesterday, this DAPL protester who was harmed by eco-terrorists that were using these canisters and now wants to blame, you know, law enforcement. It's just disgusting what goes on. Tax reform. Who do you believe there? Let's talk about it. Give us a call.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps the company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. That's Todd, the radio god, in that beautiful yellow shirt there today. And we're on Facebook Live, actually, for this segment as well. So if you like listening to us on the radio, thank you. We appreciate you. But you can also watch us on Facebook Live, and this will be up later on Todd's page and mine, so you can check it out. Hi, Todd. How are you? Everything okay?
Well, I'm fine. They're just trying to get you, so I'm not hearing you on my phone, and it's not going all the way down.
I see. Yeah, that happens. If you'd like to call us, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can also call us locally at 258-0550. And you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We love your texts. A lot of those have come in already this morning. I'm right here on this iPhone device. It's the iPhone 8, by the way. I did upgrade. And that is
simply... Are you going to get the 10?
I didn't because they said it breaks easily. And also, I don't like that home button. I'm a dinosaur. I don't like learning new tricks. So I'm fine with the 8. And text me, 367-2054, there you go, or Todd at 226-8503. Especially want to hear from women today related to the question of, help me understand why women would not immediately want to adjudicate any kind of sexual harassment. Why does it happen? I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it happens enough that I need to better understand it. So love the text if you prefer that, 367-2054. Or 226-8503. Have I mentioned we love our callers here on the program? I think I have. And our friends at Delta help us celebrate the callers. Delta Constructors. These are the folks, if you're in the oil business and you want somebody on the drill site that just does everything turnkey, just takes care of everything for you, flow lines, pump jacks, conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. I mean, to push the easy button on the drill site, you call Delta. Eric at 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. Sue and Mandan called us on this, who do you believe, related to Roy Moore.
I just wanted to point out that Roy Moore grew up like I did. He grew up, he's about the same age as I am and Bill Clinton and George Bush. Okay, Bill Clinton and George Bush are like poles apart. Bill Clinton's the kind that would think about taking girls down, putting hands in pants and things like that. I never, ever, ever, ever thought about anything like that when I was growing up.
Different time. Why? Probably what you see on TV every night. What you see in the magazine aisle, waiting to buy your milk and bread. It's an interesting point, Sue, and I appreciate it very much. All right, let's go to the calls. 800-228-0550. Steve in Minot, what's on your mind?
Is this me?
It is you. Hi, you.
Okay. Yeah. So, I believe Judge Roy Moore. I don't believe all them women. And I think by this thing being taken out the way it is with old Mitch McConnell saying he should resign and everything, he's basically given the Democrats a blueprint on how to make sure no Republican ever gets elected ever again. Because next time a Republican comes up, all they need is three or four women to say that they sexually harassed him, whether they did or not, beside the point. The charges are too serious to ignore, so then that guy drops out of the race.
And
I think that's what's going on.
And let me add to your comments, Steve, see if you agree with me. Republicans love to eat their own, right? So rather than say, wait a minute, let's get the facts. I thought John Hoeven, our senator from North Dakota, said it best in his statement the other day, and I saw in a few places, I guess, and also saw it on Chris Berg's point of view on West Dakota Fox and KX4. And it was, this is up to the voters of Alabama. They get to decide who they believe. It isn't Mitch McConnell or anybody else. But to your point, Steve, the Democrats, if I were them, I'd say, boy, this works great. I mean, we come up with some accusations, and they then attack their own guy. We don't even have to do it. I mean, because the Republicans are running for the O's. Now, I think one of the reasons Republicans were so critical of Roy Moore, and I have to put myself in the same camp, I don't think he did a very good job answering these allegations, at least in the first few days, which led me to believe I'm not so sure I do believe him.
Yeah, but I think Roy Moore is a lawyer, and if he answered anything yes or no, they'd come back at him, well, you said no on that one, so were you lying? I'm guessing that's probably what the deal is for him, his legal training. But the thing I get a charge out of is one of the guys that's biggest critic is McCain, and he's one that committed adultery with his second wife while he was married to his first one while he was in the Senate. Nobody said nothing about that. And he's the biggest critic of Roy Moore for basically doing nothing.
Well, see, in the eyes of Washington, D.C., adultery is just a par for the course. You know, they see a 34-year-old being accused of, acting inappropriately with a 14-year-old, and we all agree that's horrific. They see, they see adultery as just, well, that's what you do. So they wouldn't, I understand why they do that, why they react the way doesn't make it right.
All them saying one of them gals was 19 and he was 34. That's like, what, 15 years difference? There's a lot of people married with 15 years age difference in them.
Right, but that's not what what's being alleged here. We got the one 14-year-old girl who says, he approached her and her mother, and then later picked her up and then went out in the woods, and that's what she's alleging. Now, I how do we know she's lying, Steve?
Right. How do we know she's telling the truth?
I agree. Who do we believe? Now you believe that Roy Moore's telling the truth and she's lying. What gives you that confidence?
Well, basically because the way Roy Moore's lived his life for his from that point on or whatever, I haven't seen any dirt on him anywhere other than he puts the Ten Commandments up in the courtroom and everybody's attacking him for that. So I just think this is more of the swamp getting at him because they don't like him.
It's a fair point.
And they've done it to people before.
How you have lived your life, even if you have done things you're not proud of, I'm not saying he did or didn't. Honestly, if Roy Moore did do what was suggested, he didn't rape this girl, this 14-year-old girl, okay? He didn't even, it's a family program, so I don't want to get details, but all of this was above clothing,
right.
Underwear or whatever. But not that it makes it right. I'm not suggesting it's right. Please don't twist my words at some point and say, oh, Hannon thinks it's okay to fondle a 14-year-old over a bra. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if he did it, I would say, you know what, I made a really bad choice. I made a really bad choice, and I have mended my ways and lived my life in a way that you should understand. I'd rather he do that if he did it than say it didn't happen. But
right.
I think your explanation is a darn good one, Steve. How he's lived his life leads you to believe that he's telling the truth. I think that's a fair point. Kevin, let's see first. Jeff in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
He has been removed from public office twice in Alabama, correct?
Yeah, not for anything like sexual charges or anything, but related to battles with courts.
But he, yeah. On other aspects, he's been removed from public office twice. That's more alarming to me than the other. Now, I'm not condoning this other, but being that public office thing, that's
the reason that he was removed from office would not necessarily be something that would cause Alabamans, in my mind, to say we don't want him there. I think actually that's the reason he won the Senate race, is because of him being removed from office. It had to do with his disagreement over the removal of the Ten Commandment monument. But, Jeff, take your point. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in 3 more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Let the record reflect.
What was that?
That's very good. I love it. Steely Dan, we're doing a Throwback Thursday today with the bumper music, and I just was doing the air guitar. Much better than you did, Todd. I want to make sure the Facebook Live audience...
I thought maybe you had an itch on your blue shirt there. I thought you were scratching your shirt there because you didn't starch it, or you starched it too much, or... Well, that was air guitar? Is that what you call that? Air guitar?
I think I need a fidget spinner, and they're on sale at PetroServe USA right now for $2.99, so... Get in there, or maybe a mini drone flyer for $9.99. I could use that in that FAA.
What a segue!
You like that, Dan?
No kidding. He's seamless, isn't he? That's why he makes the big money, folks.
Get ready for another one. The mini drone flyer is only $9.99. Maybe I could fly it at the FAA test site we're going to talk about here in a minute. That drone.
There you go.
Queen size blankets are $24.99. You never have enough blankets, especially with a North Dakota winter. Any size coffee or hot chocolates, 99 cents. And my personal favorite, the cookies, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, and the 20-ounce drink. Two cookies, one pizza, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. We do have a special guest from the FAA. We're going to meet the new top man at the Department of Transportation in North Dakota today. All of that in 1 minute. I need to get Kevin and Beulah in here, who's been waiting to weigh in. Kevin, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I want to comment about this Harvey Weinstein situation. I'm not saying that anything that he's done was okay. He's a bad guy. But almost all, if not all, these actresses that went in to see him, they went in to get a job. And they all knew who he was and what he was about. But yet, they still... said, okay, well, if I can get ahead, if I can get this part, if I can do this, then I will watch you, I will do whatever it is that I need to do to get this part. And so, how much blame do these women get to take to let it continue to go on and on and on?
That's why I raised the question, and it's a dangerous question to ask because you instantly can be viewed as insensitive and I can't walk a mile in a woman's shoes that went through the stuff that they went through, and especially in Hollywood when you're trying to get a role and a job and, what they'll say about you, and I get all that. I'm just saying I hope to God my daughters would never in 10 seconds think twice about letting it be known that they have been harmed, that they have been violated, that they have been, a victim of a law that has been, broken by some pig. Who is trying to use his position to abuse women. It's just disgusting. But I do, and I'm being serious about this. I want to hear from more women on this and try and understand it, because I think the conversation can be helpful so that women who are in this position don't do what these others have done. But good call. Appreciate the time. Let's switch gears here. Greg Martin is the Assistant Administrator for Communications with the Federal Aviation Administration. I've long been a champion of some things that are happening up around Grand Forks. It's really a statewide impact to this, but the epicenter of it is in Grand Forks. It is part of this drone test site that has come from the FAA. That has provided the catalyst for so much incredible development with Grand Sky in that park at the University of North Dakota, the state of North Dakota, and I just want you to really understand the potential here. So we asked Greg to join us to talk a little bit about it. Greg, thanks for joining us on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's my pleasure. And I got to tell you, that setup with the 999 mini drone was well played. So the judges give you a 10 on that.
Thank you very much for that. Yes. Todd, did you hear that? I got a 10 from the FAA on my segue. I think it was the dual segue is what did it for, you know, but in all seriousness, I mean, you literally can go to PetroServe USA, all throughout North Dakota and buy a drone, right? And you can buy them in every big box store. And, of course, some of the drones that are being used right now in the defense of this country all across the globe are phenomenal. Some of that work being done with the 119th Happy Hooligan base in Fargo, as well as up at the Grand Forks Air Force Base with the Global Hawk as well, and the Predator, and this is an incredible time. How do you, for laymen like me and the most of the people in our audience are not in this industry, don't understand it. How do you explain the depth of this, the potential of this?
Well, it's exciting because for us at the FAA, we realize that we're witnessing the dawn of a new era in aviation. And we were lucky enough to have Senator Hoeven join us a few weeks ago when the Secretary of Transportation, Lane Chow, announced this integrated drone pilot program that we've launched. And what that essentially is giving communities around the U.S. a chance to write that next chapter in aviation history, if you will. What we're doing is we're soliciting applicants from, again, communities across the country. You can go to FAA.gov and express your interest and intent to be a part of this program, and then we're going to select five communities probably in about 60 days from now. And what they're going to do is they're going to partner with industry leaders and other companies to integrate drones safely and responsibly within their community and allow them to test a lot of operational concepts, new technologies that will allow us to do that. You know, how do you manage the airspace? How do you address certain safety, security, and privacy concerns? And I'm glad you mentioned a lot of the good players up in North Dakota, especially Grand Forks and the University of North Dakota. The things that they're doing, the technologies that they're testing up there are going to play a huge, huge part. So North Dakota is already out ahead of this game, and I'm sure they're submitting their application even as you and I speak today.
So this test site that we have in North Dakota is one of seven or eight. What's the number again?
It's eight. Eight around the country.
Eight around the country.
More well-established test sites, I might add.
And of the eight, I've heard enough chatter from folks here in you know, Northrop Grumman and Harris and others to say, you guys, you got it figured out. We love what's happening here. Obviously, you got to play nice with all eight. But how would you characterize North Dakota in that eight? Is it a leader?
Oh, I'd absolutely say it's a leader. I mean, all eight, and you know, you can understand my position. All eight are leading in their own right. But I think North Dakota certainly has got a well-established reputation for being really out in front of this. I know the secretary was up there a few months ago to speak to a drone expo. So the work that you're all doing up there is something that we're keeping a close eye on. And again, it's going to play an important part as we go ahead with this pilot program. North Dakota gets it as well as these eight other test sites. The potential both for commerce and defense and for other public service like infrastructure and search and rescue is the potential really defies the imagination. Some of the economic projections from the industry place the potential about $82 billion and 100,000 jobs that could be associated with this industry, say, out to 2025. But it doesn't happen unless we get these systems integrated into the U.S. airspace, again, safely and more quickly than what we're doing it now.
This pilot program, I'm curious, given what's here now, I mean, you have the Northern Plains UAS test site, and the state authority, the, you know, the Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford chairs that, so you get a sense of the fact that this is seen as a state priority. You have the Grand Sky Business Park, which has attracted Northrop Grumman and General Atomics. You have UND. So you have some, you know, interesting players there. How does North Dakota, with that deep UAS knowledge, play a key role in what you're talking about in this pilot program?
Well, not only will they be submitting, I'm sure they're submitting an application to be a part of the pilot program. Again, a lot of the technologies that and operational concepts that they're testing there today will be applied throughout these communities where we have the integrated, where we'll ultimately have the integrated pilot program. The there'll be technologies that will allow us to safely operate drones over people, certainly beyond visual line of sight, and for nighttime operations, all three types of uses that we currently restrict pretty heavily for a variety of different safety and security reasons. Again, we're looking at the ability for drones to broadcast who they are, what they're doing, where they're going, and not only that, but certainly to detect obstacles and other impediments around them so that, again, they can safely operate. Again, all concepts that are being tested today in North Dakota. So what's being learned in North Dakota is certainly making its way out into the industry, and will certainly be even tested in more real-time and real-world operating conditions through this pilot program.
So what I don't think I've got my mind wrapped around is you've got eight FAA test sites, and we've described how that's been used here and how that's attracted some folks and how it's working. What makes this integration pilot program different from the current test site program?
Well, the difference is that you have communities that are working together with law enforcement, the citizens of that community, if you will, to say, okay, how are we going to integrate in a very practical and real-world sense? How are we going to integrate these systems into our daily lives? And with that, how do we address some of the operating concerns that come with it? Because the industry realizes that until they can actually test these systems in, again, real-world conditions. And, again, they're doing really good work at the test sites, but it's not the same as going into a particular town or a city and actually getting these systems in, having them deliver packages, having them do infrastructure inspections and agricultural use, things that they're already doing. But, again, taking it a step further, operating these systems over people, operating them at night, operating them remotely beyond visual line of sight, because right now you have to keep the drone in your sight.
So let me pick two that might I'm curious about. Package delivery. You hear about what Amazon's thinking about. Crop inspections is another one. And I've understood Amazon and Google, some of the bigger companies, go overseas and do their testing because they see the FAA model is too restrictive. I mean, is this designed to get more of that back here?
Absolutely. And again, we're seeing what other countries are doing to accelerate the use of these systems. And, you know, the U.S. has a well-founded reputation for aviation leadership, and we certainly want to do everything that we can to retain that. So that's why the administration has made it a big priority for this pilot program, again, to bring a lot of that testing and innovation back here to the U.S. So that's what we're hoping to achieve through the pilot program.
Well, it's fascinating. It really is. And I think it's hard to even comprehend the potential here. This is sort of like, 10 years before the iPhone, the laboratory, and what ultimately can come out of it. And this technology, ultimately, and North Dakota's role in it could be very, very impactful. So love hearing about it. Thank you, Greg Martin. We appreciate the update.
My pleasure joining you. Thank you.
The Assistant Administrator at the Federal Aviation Administration for Communications, Greg Martin, on the FAA test site up at Grand Forks. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan, Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef cows by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and reading systems from Fort Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sonny Geiser-Nabotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Way back when, in 67, and I love Steely Dan. A little Throwback Thursday, Steely Dan music today. I was. During the break, you didn't hear this. If you were watching Facebook Live, you would have known what we were saying. But we're doing behind the scenes today on Facebook Live. If you go to Scott Hennon Facebook page or Todd Mitchell Facebook page.
Given one of the big topics du jour, Hey 19 is an ironic choice of songs. But at least it was Hey 19 and not Only 16 or something. Or Sweet Little 16 or
Thank
something.
Thank you,
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Have you shared this on the K-Fire page too?
Sure have.
Okay, so there's where folks can find it. One of our listeners just said, I'm a senior citizen. I just created a Facebook account, so I'm not familiar with how to do things in it. Could you send a link to the live video of your What's on Your Mind program? Thanks very much, Dan. First of all, Dan, thank you for listening. Number two, I'm glad you joined the Facebook family. I think it'll be kind of fun. It's interesting to be a part of, and there is some good information there, and a way for you to decide things for yourself and follow your family and all that. And
Once you have a Facebook page, all you need to do is go type in the little white box at the top of the page, Scott Hennon, Todd Mitchell, KFYR, and follow us, and we'll be in your feed. So, simple as that. You can also send friend requests, but I can't take any more friends because Facebook only lets me take 5,000. And but the KFYR page is a fan page, so you just follow that, don't you, Todd? You just click follow on it.
Yeah.
And you'd have it, yeah. But you can follow me, too. I have more followers than I have friends. I'm sorry. I don't have very many friends. one friend I have is Jim, the flagpole guy, who last week was generous enough to give a pair of tickets away for the Bison football game to a veteran. This is the kind of guy he is. This is the kind of guy you want putting your flagpole up. This is the kind of guy you want to buy a flag from. Jim, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Scott, thank you. And Kurt Kingsbury, what a gentleman. To me, and as a veteran of his time and his era, and I got to sit next to him and talk regarding what life was like when he was serving drafted in the United States Army, and the opportunities that he had and all the conflict and the noise of the time. Some things don't change. Our society gets noisy and loud, and we're kind of there right now. But one thing we both agreed on is the flag, Old Glory, still flying. And there's more this year than there was last year. And that's what we did. We put in a whole bunch of them. And thank you to all the veterans and to the patriotic people that allowed me to come and install a flagpole this year. It's a great year.
There's a lot of frustration in this world right now for a lot of reasons. But one is what's happening in the NFL. And I think the perfect way to do that is to stand up for the flag in your own way. And one way to do that is to put a flagpole up. And if you already have a flag, just make sure it's in the best condition possible. We know when we buy a flag poll from Jim, you're going to get a quality guy, an honest day's work, USA made. But you may wonder, okay, once the flag pulls up, I can just get a flag anywhere, right? No, don't do it that way. Buy your flag poll and your flag from Jim, because when you do that, you get some extra special treatment. Tell me one example of what you do with this self-addressed stamped envelope with your customers when they buy a flag from you, Jim.
Well, Scott, we have a program that celebrates the lives of veterans, and we retire our flags with veterans, and I learned about this through the passing of my father, but it's an honorable retirement of a flag, and we, as a thank you to purchasing a flag with us, we'll send you a self-addressed stamped envelope, and that envelope will come, and you just simply fold your flag up and say a prayer for it, and thank you to the veteran that it'll serve once again. And it's just a good program that we found very dear to our heart as a family of veterans and the process of celebrating my father's life.
That is unbelievable. First of all, you're pushing the easy button to do the right thing, because I have to tell you, you know, I have this deal when the flags get a little, you know, before I knew Jim and we were flying flags that are just from box stores. You think Kmart gives a rip about the flag? You know, I mean, Walmart, Target. You know, different variations of patriotism there, but I know Jim does, okay? I know he does, and so to buy the flag from him, to have the instructions on how to do it right, many times when I buy those flags, they last like 2 months, and they're all white and whipped out, and then I would put them in a box on top of a fridge, and then at some point try and do like a little ceremonial burning in the backyard and do it right, follow all the right things. But, you know, to know that they could be actually used in the burial of a vet, oh my gosh, 100 times better and worth every penny of paying a couple bucks more to do it through Jim. So do me a favor. Go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Call them at 571-FLAG and buy not only your flagpoles, but also your flags from this good man. Always a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate all you do for our good vets, including, by the way, calling one day, say, hey, I'm in town. I want to put a flagpole up for a vet. And a Purple Heart recipient, good American got a free flagpole because of this man. So that kind of business is ones we want to reward with our business. 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG, or ndflagpoleguy.com. Take care, Jim.
Thank you, Scott. Just a special mention of my wife, Brenda, who has helped so much, and she's just a special woman, and God bless her. God bless you, Scott. God bless America.
God bless the man that has a special woman in his life. No doubt about that. I would not be the person I am today without Maria. So thanks for the reminder to give her a shout-out, too, Jim. All the best to you. All right, I don't have enough time to get Carrie and Bismarck's comments in here. So, Carrie, don't go anywhere. You're first to go when we come back. Full half hour of open phone time on anything on your mind. Call now to get in line.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same. Boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.